Good morning, everyone! Those of you who don't know me, my name is Pastor Josh. If you are a guest here, I just want to tell you how honored we are that you have chosen to come and be a part of our service today to learn more about God and to worship Him. Why don't you just take a couple minutes right now, go shake hands with someone you haven't said good morning to. If you don't know their name, tell them how happy you are they're here. All right. Couple of quick announcements. I want to throw this out there again. I want to lay down my vision one more time. We are going to be in the Harvest Day Parade here in town, and this is the vision we have. Our float is going to look like a city, and on the front and on the float, we're going to have a couple of kids and Mrs. Lacey dressed up as superheroes, and we'll have superheroes and supervillains walking alongside the float. And on the back of the float, it's going to say this: only Jesus Christ is the real superhero. Come learn more about Him at River of Hope. And then we're going to hand out baggies with candy in it. And this is what it's going to say inside the baggies. One side is going to say, superheroes are entertaining and make for great movies. The best part in superhero movies, the bad guys always lose and the good guys always win. Unfortunately, we live in the real world where sometimes the bad guys win. There is hope in the darkness of this world. There is one who came to save us all, Jesus Christ. For God so loved the world that He gave His only Son, that whoever believes in Him shall not perish, but have eternal life, John 3:16. Then it says, we are inviting you to come see God is real and learn about what He has done for you. It gives our church address, the name, and when we meet. We'll also have in there for adults a free coffee card. So the kids will get candy, adults will get coffee. Woo! On the back, it's going to say, help from hope. This was an idea brought up. But Ethan brought this idea up to me. He said, what if the Men of Hope created a group where if someone needed help, we could try to get together and help them? And ladies, you can be involved too. This is right after men's conference, by the way, that Ethan had this idea. He had like three great ideas right after men's conference. This is why men, we want you to come to men's conference. It's so you can go there and you can be fed and be challenged and come back changed and be better men. So help from hope. It says, bear one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ, Galatians 6:2. Life is hard and sometimes burdens mount. Sometimes we are dealt unfair blows and we need someone to help out. At River of Hope, we take the words to bear one another's burdens seriously. So we are pleased to announce help from hope. Do you need help? Big or small, give us a call. We'll try our best to come assist you. We want to help those who need a hand with housework, yard work, moving, cutting firewood, or any kind of help. There is help from hope. I might have to change that. That sounds bad, but we'll work on that. We'll work on the wording. But I just want to leave this out there. Just want to throw this out there for you guys that as we continue, as our vision has always been to grow, connect, serve, as we continue to serve this city and these people and reach them with the love of Christ. With that being said, we do need some donations for the Harvest Day Parade. If you'd like to donate bags or candy, you can sign up. And we need adults and kids and whoever wants to be part of the parade. You can sign up here. Just write down your name and who you're going to be. The only thing we ask is you're either a superhero or a supervillain from any genre. We'll even allow DC. I know, I'm a Marvel guy, but we'll even allow DC. All right, a couple other quick announcements. Last week was our first week of our Bible study looking at Romans. I talk for a living, I really do. We're meeting at Kevin and Sandy's house. This week it'll start at 6:30. So parents, if you have kids in youth group, drop them off here, then head on up and do the Bible study. I also want to put this little pitch out there, even though this is not our church doing it. FBC has a program called Awana. And Awana's main thing is they want to teach kids scripture verses. Now, FBC has a lot of volunteers, and they knock this thing out of the park. So if you have younger kids and you want to come to Bible study, how about you enroll them in Awana? Go drop them off at Awana, because it's about the same time as Bible study. Drop them off there, and then come join us for Bible study, and then when it's done, go pick them up. Win, win, win. Right? Right. Youth group, 6:30 to 7:30 this week at the church. We do need help with the float. We're asking if each family would create a building to be part of our city. So we're asking each family to make a building to be part of our float. And obviously we're going to need help getting it all together. If you need any questions about the float, Sandy's in charge of that. So, Real Women, Real Life is coming up. Ember, can you raise your hand? Talk to Ember if you want any details on Real Women, Real Life. A bunch of our ladies just got back from a training in Wausau. They had a great time. One of these days, I'm going to have them come up here and talk, but I didn't warn them ahead of time, so I'll give them a break. Men's group, we are working on doing an escape room challenge. We're going to go over to Eau Claire. We're going to do an escape room, grab supper together. We're working on time and date for that. All right, then finally, I want to announce that, Nick, do you have the video on there? This is our new series we're going to be starting next week. If you want to play the video. Excited about this new series. It's entitled When Pigs Fly. First week is called Preparing. Second week is Expecting. The third week is What to Do Afterward, after the miracle occurs. And then the last week is, we're calling it Miracle Sunday. And we are going to approach the throne of God that Sunday, and we are going to come expecting miracles. So if you know anybody who needs a miracle in their life, whether it be from addiction, whether it be a healing, whether it be a marriage restored, you're going to want them here that Sunday as we approach the throne of God. Our God is still in the business of miracles. So we're looking forward to that. So I think I'm all done with announcements. Anything else I had this, Clover? I just want to say thank you to all the volunteers who make this work. There are a lot of volunteers behind the service from our go-getters for SIL, to our children's ministry, to the coffee bar, to the worship team, to the sound people, to our board who selflessly give. Selflessly give. Yeah, that's a completely different word. Selflessly give. It truly, we cannot make this ministry run without each and every one of you. We are blessed to have these wonderful missionaries here with us, and they have actually brought their children along. First thing I want to say is, listen to those words. You can go, you can send, or you can be disobedient. When we heard the miracle of the fact that people that met someone in Omaha, who then they went to a town that does not see white people, that could not happen if we weren't sending. All right, these people are doing amazing work. They said, when God called, they said, yes, Lord. All right? Now I'm asking you here, is God telling you that you need to support them? Is God saying, hey, it might hurt a little bit, but why don't you give them $25 a month? They will show, if God is calling you to do that, they will help you set that all up. It's actually amazingly easy. You can go online, you can set it up so it comes out of your checking account once a month. It's amazing. It's beautiful. But knowing that they have your support means that they can get back over there Because you see what they left behind when they came back over here? They left behind teams, they left behind churches, and they are doing the New Testament thing. This is what I love about this. Paul in the New Testament said, this is what he did. He went over, he built the church, he let the people who lived there lead the church, and then he left and went and planted another church. And that is exactly what they're doing, and that's how we're going to reach people. But if no one's sending them, how can the gospel go forth? So we're going to do two things. First of all, I'm going to challenge you. If God is saying to you, hey, I want you to give up whatever amount it is and support these guys, don't put it off. Go talk to them after the service and support them. And the second thing is we're going to take up a love offering right now for them. And we're going to give them whatever you feel you can give. Actually, write out the River of Hope. Then we'll deposit it into our account, and then we'll cut them a check. So that'll be the easiest way to do it. But let's pray over the offering, and then after the offering, we're going to pray. We're going to have everybody come forward. We're going to lay hands, and we're going to pray over these amazing people as they get ready to go. Let's just pray. Heavenly Father, I thank you for the message that you sent through Al here today, Lord. It's amazing how the Holy Spirit works. God, you still blow me away even after everything you've done. I'm still amazed every day how you work things out in your timing for your glory and for your good. God, it is just the way everything worked out is clear. You have a hand on this. Lord, I pray that you would bless all those who are about to give, and you would bless this money, that the work can continue over there, God, that many more people, that we will hear many more stories of people who just appear out of nowhere and the gospel goes forth and many will come to Christ. We thank you for everything. In Jesus' name, amen.